This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Rising interest rates sure could change the economic landscape out there. Some economists are saying. I'll talk about it after this.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Those doggone interest rates could be a problem again. So says an economist with CoBank, a part of the Farm Credit System, noting that more financial burden is on the way in agriculture and rural America, with interest rates marching steadily higher. Over the past 3 years, the Federal Reserve has been nudging those interest rates higher following years of historically low rates and quantitative easing. And now the manager of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, Tanner Emke, is saying with the Fed on a path of rising rates and monetary tightening, rural America will be faced with increased interest expense, which is in addition to other cost burdens, such as higher steel and aluminum prices, higher labor costs, rising fuel and transportation costs. According to Tanner Emke, the higher interest expense will be another burden affecting farmland purchases and operating loans. He says rising interest rates could have significant impact on local land values. A 10 to 15% drop in real estate values would push the farm debt-to-asset ratio to around 14%. Tanner says that is manageable in comparison to the 1980s farm crisis, but it's not optimal. While the current projections indicate rising costs, the collective agricultural industry should have the capacity to service its debt in the near term. But Tanner Emke says farmland values and debt vary widely by location and industry. Some industries have been hit harder by lower agricultural commodity prices and will see more pressure than others in a rising interest rate environment. He says the U.S. Corn Belt and the Northern Plains will experience greater stress than the Pacific and Northwest regions. I'll be back after this.